RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, NFC title game week, NFC title game week. We are not turning the page until tomorrow. That's not team rule. Team rule is you get 24 hours. You get the flight back home. Bet that was a fun flight. You get the next morning. You wake up sore, but you're still happy. You're in the NFC title game. You get to the facility 24 hours later. Dan Quinn's got some slides. We're moving on. Here's what Philly's got. Here's what we got to do. Everybody lock in, get ready. We are not subject to those rules. We are allowed to be happy for as long as we want. We're choosing to be happy today, for instance. And we're going to be happy today and all week long. Tomorrow, we're turning the page. I'm going to tell you how they can beat the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow, because I believe they can. I think both title games are 50-50 games. I think Chiefs-Bills is a true 50-50 game. I think Commanders-Eagles is a 50-50 game. I think whichever team wins out of the AFC will be a heavy favorite in the Super Bowl. And we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but I think the AFC team will be a heavy favorite. Every once in a while, Hazel offers a little surprise and delight here that I don't know. Usually, like, I'm like nominally in charge here, which, whatever. Because Hazel's got blank check to do whatever. You can do whatever you want. We do the sounder for Commander's Rewind. It gets bigger and better every week. I haven't heard this yet, but this obviously is going to be the biggest and baddest of them all, right? Let's do this. It's Commander's Rewind.
Go. Big spot. 50, 45, cut back to the 40. Oh, 35. Can you get through a tackle? Spun down.
I can't believe this.
There are a generation of people that have waited for this. A generation of people. It's been a long, long road.
Washington wins.
Washington 45. Detroit 31.
And some of us know how to win.
Boom, mic drop.
Some of us know how to win. That somebody is Jaden Dane as Washington Commanders. Road teams in this year's playoffs are 2-8. Two wins, they losses. Those two both belong to Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders. Seeds have held serve. 2-6, 2 out of 8. Whatever. It's good. The record is good. Jaden Daniels is the road warrior. One more time for all the marbles in Philly. Chance to go to the Super Bowl. All right, let's start with an apology. Last week's program, I suggested that perhaps Brian Robinson should be made inactive for Saturday night's game in Detroit. I said that. We record these shows. They go out on the podcast. They go out on the Odyssey app. It does have the rewind button. The words don't just disappear when I say them.
Nope.
I said that. I'm going to have to wear that. I want you to hear this from me first, Richmond. I was wrong. Very, very wrong. Brian Robinson had the game of his life. Austin Eckler was right behind him. I still love Eckler a little bit more right now. But 15 carries, 77 yards for Brian Robinson. That'll do. Let's play some Brian Robinson touchdowns.
Second and goal at the 2. B-Rob to the left of Daniels. 3 wide receivers to the left. Now Robinson moves to Daniels right. Here's the snap. Hand off Robinson up the middle. Crosses the goal line. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. And the Commanders take the lead.
Tough physical brand of football. You come back. Run it right down the throat of the interior offensive defensive line of the Detroit Lions.
London Fletcher doesn't even know what to do with himself. That'll be a common theme. Bram posted a video of London losing his mind on, I think it was the pick six. We'll ask him about that when he's on the air here at 11. Just so much excitement in that booth. Bram Weinstein's the voice of the Commanders. London Fletcher is in the booth with them. You may hear some Logan Paulson as well, who is the former tight end who breaks it all down. But we're not done with Brian Robinson touchdowns just yet.
Snap. Daniels, hand off Robinson, head down over the goal line. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! They lead again!
That is big boy bully ball football at its finest. The interior offensive line blowing Detroit Lions out of the way, and B-Rob finishing in the end zone of the Detroit Lions.
You don't have time to make the NFC title game because you're going to be living in a van down by the river. I don't know, that's what it reminded me of. Lennon's fired up, man. That's cool. Brian Robinson, two first half touchdowns. You want my pick? Biggest B-Rob run of the day? I'm going to go a little bit off the board here. When we do biggest Jaden throw, I'm going to pick the one to Diami, so don't worry about that. That'll be a traditional pick. Start of the second half, it's 31-21. Detroit throws the interception going into the locker room. They could have made this close. They didn't. They got to the 29. We're in field goal range. Big interception there. Nobody, and we'll get to the second quarter, nobody better at maximizing those halftime adjustments than the Washington Commanders. You can kick and yell and scream, got to take the ball if you win the coin toss, got to ram it down their throats. No, this team's most valuable possession is the first one of the second half. What do? Right out of the gate, they give it to B-Rob.
And a handoff to Brian Robinson. Big hole up the middle. 35-40 hits. Kirby Joseph barrels him over to the 44. And the second half starts with a 14-yard run.
One of the things we talked about, kid, we get B-Rob and his rushing attack going. Offensive line just doing a great job of opening up holes. Nice double team block by Trent Scott and also Andrew Wiley.
Trent Scott's my other apology because I wasn't wrong when I said it earlier this year. He made the team worse when he was in there. There was a big drop-off to Trent Scott when he came in. He played magnificently. He held his own in the playoffs. Game ball to Trent Scott. We'll get to everything else. Going into halftime, this is where it is. This is the game in a nutshell right here. We'll play the clip first. This is going into halftime, the Lions crowd letting them know what they think.
Washington's going to get the ball to start the second half. They put 31 up in the first half, and they lead by 10, and the one seed's getting booed off the field.
That's what you can't prepare for. Dan Campbell, who I love, I do. I think Dan Campbell is a great coach, a great motivator, a great dude. Everybody loves playing for him. He's in my top five of coaches right now in the National Football League. Here's what you can't prepare for, being the one seed. And that's a silly thing to say, and that's a crazy thing to say, but it's the honest truth. And I've seen this so many times with the Washington Capitals, where they were the one seed, they were the favored team, you're at home in the playoffs, you work so hard to be at home in the playoffs, because that crowd's going to lift you when you need it. But if something bad happens, if you fall behind, in a place with the Caps for a long time, right? They hadn't lifted the cup. In Detroit, where they haven't tasted the glory, there's that lingering, gnawing doubt in the back of your mind. When's the bad thing going to happen? And that's the last thing you want on your mind. And that's the one seed disadvantage. You're Detroit. Everybody's fired up. Hey, that stadium gets so loud. It was so loud. Tom Brady says midway through the second quarter on TV, it's really quiet in here. They've silenced the crowd. And that's the worst sound. At that moment, you'd rather be at Northwest Stadium. You'd rather be in Tampa. You'd rather be in Glendale. You'd rather be anywhere but your stadium when it's quiet. You'd rather be anywhere else in the world than that doubt manifesting itself in that building. That's what you can't prepare your team for. Ben Johnson had him ready to go, had some plays, had him ready to go. But if you're Jared Goff, you throw the interception. It's not an interception. It's 50 years of Lions futility. And that's not fair. It wasn't fair to Ovi. It's not fair to Jared Goff, but it is. If you're in that crowd and all you've known your whole life is that your team's going to blow it in the big moment and is going to slip on the banana peel, when Jared Goff throws that interception, He didn't throw an interception. He threw you back to your last 50 years of being a fan, and it takes the air out of the building. That's what you can't prepare your team for. That's the story of this game. That's the five turnovers. That's Washington coming in and kicking them around, and they didn't know what to do with it. They got their footing back, and I love Dan Campbell. And he got them back. He got them mentally reengaged. He got them one onside kick away from miraculously having a chance in this football game. But that's the moment you can't prepare your team for. And that's the one seed disadvantage. And they lived it, and it was hard on them. They did come back, though, and they made a game of it. And I might add, they scored 21 points in the first half. It's not like they were bad or anything. We're at halftime. Second half still to go. I haven't talked about Terry McLaurin. I like him. He's a good football player. I haven't talked about the defense. I like them. They played very well. We will do all those things. It's Commanders Rewind. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. It's funny how new ownership changes everything about how we perceive everything, because people are like, oh, Kevin Durant's there. Joe Gibbs is there. This is so cool. Like, look at all the celebrities who were repping the Commanders. Dan Snyder had tons of celebrities all over the place during his era. Tom Cruise was in Dan Snyder's box at a Sunday night football game. Matthew McConaughey walked the sidelines. Like, we weren't lacking for, but then it was like, he's more focused on going Hollywood than he is on, you know, building a good football team. Now it's like, Magic Johnson's there. Like, Magic Johnson's so cool. Kevin Durant, KD's firing up the team. Celebrities say everybody loves a winner. I love a winner. We all love a winner. This isn't in any of the clips because you can't play a clip of nothing happening. So I just want to make this observation here as we continue Commanders Rewind, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, your home of the Commanders in Richmond. Penalties have been killing this team all year long. Dumb penalties, untimely penalties, false starts, holdings, pass interferences, you name it, they've been bad. Four penalties on Saturday night, that's good. That's a big part of the winning formula here. No turnovers, four penalties. Do that again Sunday, I like their chances. I really do. I think that's a formula, easier said than done, against a very good Philadelphia Eagles team, divisional matchup for all the marbles. Here's a story. We're playing the clips. It's Bram and it's London. NFL rules say we can't broadcast Bram in London for you this weekend. We have to broadcast the national feed in the championship and Super Bowl rounds. So you get I and Eagle on Westwood One calling. We still got all our shoulder programming, though. The gut check's still going to be there, all that stuff. So everything's still happening like normal, but you won't hear Bram in London. You'll hear I and Eagle. It's a national call starting in the final four round. That's not neither here nor there. They will still do their call. This is where it gets weird. So we'll still have it for you on Tuesday, but not Sunday. Yeah, don't think about that too hard. Your brain will explode. The Lions did a trick play that didn't work. Had Jameson Williams throw a pass that got intercepted. That was a bad idea because it didn't work. I thought Ben Johnson called a good game. Otherwise, he was not as good as Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury was the best coach on the field Saturday night. I don't want to go too far here, but I'm going to. Cliff Kingsbury was the best coach or assistant coach in the NFL this weekend. All games, every minute of every game, full stop. Cliff Kingsbury was number one. We're lucky that because of the timing, he's not going to entertain head coaching jobs, I don't think, now that the Bears are filled. Get another year with him. What he did Sunday, if I owned an NFL team and I watched that and I knew anything about football, I would get my guy on the phone. I need Cliff Kingsbury in my office 9 a.m. Monday morning. We're interviewing him. Now, there are a lot of questions still to be asked, like, what, you know, can you be a head coach? Can you sustain success? What he did against Detroit was a masterclass. In play calling, he got the run game going with Trent Scott blocking. Are you kidding me? Jaden Daniels did not have to run to win. 16 carries, 51 yards. That's a lot, but it wasn't like pass games where he's had to run to win. It was just part of the game plan. And the throws were magnificent. And the way He got Terry open the way he played the numbers game, spreading out. I love the formation as we do a film breakdown here. Two wide top, two wide bottom. I love that. Makes it easy for Jaden to count. Makes it easy for him to figure it out. It's beatable, and Philly's going to throw stuff at him. It was a great look on Saturday night, though. It really was. The Lions had a great trick play, too. Here's Jameson Williams really scaring the crap out of all of us and thinking, oh, man, like, oh, yeah, they're good, too.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Handoff Gibbs. End around, pitch to Jameson Williams. Gets the edge, 40, 45, 50. He can blaze. 45, 40, cuts back middle of the field, 30, 25. They are not going to catch Jameson Williams. Hand up in the air with the ball at the 15. He flies into the end zone, end over end. A trick play works, and Detroit's on the board again.
Man, this is a perfectly designed play, perfectly ran play. On the reverse, there was nobody out there. He had a convoy of blockers escorting him into the end zone. Detroit Lions, they had guys, offensive linemen and receivers, with nobody to block because our fast-flowing defense over-pursued.
We need a new touchdown sound effect in Detroit. Effectively, maybe in Detroit, that's not the number one sound effect we should play.
No, what was that?
After touchdowns? Yeah, touchdown. I'm ready to get down. It's my favorite game on Next Door, Fireworks or Gunshots. Fireworks is the correct answer here. Detroit scores. What a second quarter, man. Not just to win the game, but to have it be in the most fun game of the weekend. Highest scoring second quarter of all time. Super cool. So let's play. This is the defensive play that sets the tone. This is where you know, all right, something good's happening here tonight.
David Montgomery goes in motion, so it's an empty backfield on 3rd and 1. Goff's going to throw for it. Washington breaks by pressure. Cubs. Goff fumble. Lost the ball. It's fumbled. Washington gets it. A fumble. Washington takes over.
Man, you talk about getting pressure at the right time. He wants to go to Amara St. Brown on this play. He slips, and it allowed just enough time for our pass rusher, Doris Armstrong, I believe, was able to get pressure and knock the ball out of the hands of Jared Goff. And it's Frankie Louvu, I believe, who recovers that fumble.
Yeah, they're in the red zone. They're up 7-3. That's the timely takeaway they needed. It's a wildest dreams magic carpet ride season. I keep saying that. I keep just being happy. That's what we're doing. We're just being happy together. Commanders are in the NFC title game. My key to victory was to create more takeaways than they did, to win the turnover battle. I'm not here to take a victory lap. That's how you win football games, period. Like, that's not brain surgery. But it's one of those things where, like, man, if they could get a really timely takeaway and not turn the ball over, I think they could win this game. You're right, at the beginning of the year, if Jaden's what you think he is and this offense gets clicking, they could make the playoffs, right? Wildest dream. Now you're 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. Hey, if they could just get a takeaway in Detroit on Saturday night, they got 5 of them, 5-0 on the turnover margin. You don't lose football games when you win the turnover margin 5-0. And to do it in the red zone early in the game and then drive the length of the field back on them, get the B-Rob touchdown, go back on top, that's the good stuff right there. All right, game ball on defense. Y'all know I've loved this kid since training camp. I called him a mini Terry McLaurin, a guy who was overlooked in the draft class, but a guy who plays just with a ton of smarts and a desire to win. He is back in his home state. He is Mikey Sanristil. He is your player of the game defensively with a pair of interceptions. Here's the first.
Goff steps up, throws to the center of the field.
Oh! Picked off! Mike Sanristil in the end zone. He's bringing it out. 5-10, hits his own man, tries to get out of a tackle and cannot. Brought down at the 15. The rookie, the Michigan man, Mikey Sanristil.
That was a beautiful play by a rookie. I'm not even going to call him anymore. I see this is a Deion Sanders Hall of Fame type of cornerback play. He baits Jared Goff into this throw. He lets Jamison Williams get a little bit behind him in the undercuts, and you cannot play this ball any better than Mikey Sanristil just did on that play. We talked about, hey, I talked about getting 3 turnovers in this game, being plus 3. How many turnovers do we got, Bram?
See, all you watching on the cam, we're working on the high fives.
That's Mikey Sanristil's first. Why don't we just play the second, because he's awesome at football and he's the Michigan man.
It's another trick play. I'm in Ross St. Brown too. Jamison Williams is going to throw the ball towards Jameer Gibbs.
Is that picked off? It is by Mikey Sanristil. His second pick of the game.
There's a flag.
Unreal. There's a flag on the opposite side of the field.
Officer, got legal man downfield, maybe.
They ran a trick play. Amon-Ra St. Brown pitched to Jamison Williams.
Oh,
throw to Jahmyr Gibbs.
It stands.
Mike Sanristil was waiting for it.
Ineligible player illegally downfield. Offense number 60.
Wow.
That penalty is declined. He's over the play as an interception. First down, Washington.
This guy's got championship medal. He won a national championship at Michigan. He had 2 interceptions all year. He's got 2 tonight in the playoff game.
That's a bad decision by a non-quarterback. That Jahmyr Gibbs was covered by one of the top corners in the league when he's on top of his game. That's a bad decision to throw that football.
Okay, that's the Detroit Lions with their last best chance to make this a game. It's a 10-point game, 13 minutes left. Sanristil gets the interception. On the next drive, Terry McLaurin is going to convert on fourth down because he's nails and because Dan Quinn has no fear whatsoever and goes for it on every fourth down. You will hear that when we continue Commanders Rewind on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Anything goes this week. Just whatever. Yeah, fire it up. Anything goes this week. NFC title game week. We're happy. Commanders in the NFC title game, you'll hear it right here this weekend. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. I got to finish Commanders Rewind because I'm already running way late. But Josina Anderson says Lance Newmark, the assistant general manager of the Commanders, is going to be the New York Jets general manager. And I promise you I have more than 60 seconds of thoughts on that. We will get to that in hour number 2 after we're done with Abraham at 11:15. This is a bad decision for Lance. We had made peace with losing him. I thought he was going to Chicago with his guy Ben Johnson. I thought that was going to be a smart decision for him. He's going to be the Jets general manager. If there's a heat check that exists in personnel, that's it. I went to the Commanders. I turned the Commanders around. I could do anything. New York Jets, I could do that. That's a heat check right there. If he can turn the Jets around, build a friggin' statue right there. We'll dive into that in hour number 2. Terry McLaurin, good at football. This is maybe my favorite play of the game. I think this is the one I'll remember the longest. This is a very standard football play. You got 3 wide receivers up. The blitzer comes, so Jaden knows it's a hot route, so he throws it to Terry quickly. The 2 other receivers, their job is to 1 blocks left, 1 blocks right, create kind of a V for Terry to run through. Very standard football play. Generally speaking, this is a test the defense on their fundamentals. If they can make the tackle, they're going to make the tackle. It's going to be a 3-yard gain. The speed and power Terry hits this hole with are remarkable. This is a Derrick Henry-esque run from Terry McLaurin. I didn't know he had it in him, but he's got whatever he needs in him. Here's Terry McLaurin for a touchdown.
Snap to Daniels, quick throw to the opposite side. Terry McLaurin got through 2 defenders. 50, 40 by 40, 30 by 30. Foot race at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Stays on his feet. Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
unreal run by McLaurin!
Oh, my God.
Like I said, you live by the blitz, you die by the blitz. The Detroit Lions dial up a zero blitz, and they get burned by the kid and Terry McLaurin. On the bubble screen, great job by Jaden Daniels getting that ball out of his hands, and he also got some great blocks outside. Terry did by De'Ami Brown and OZ.
59-yard touchdown pass. Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin. The track meet is on.
It's on in the Motor City.
All right. Three fourth downs with the game on the line. Nobody pretends that you're always going to get fourth down, but this team always gets fourth down. First one, Jaden Daniels runs. That's pretty self-explanatory. He's very good at that. The second one, the Lions have 12 men on the field. What a meltdown in a key situation. Third one, Washington's got the ball down 10 in the red zone with 8:24 to play in the football game. It's a winning time moment. Who are you going to?
Fourth and two. Daniels in trouble, throws. He finds his man. That is Terry McLaurin. Bounces off of two Lions. Gets to the 2-yard line. They are unstoppable.
Yes, they are. And especially, you go to the last two plays. You need a play to be made. You go to Zach Ertz and you go to Terry McLaurin. Get him on a shallow crosser. And you're trying to get a linebacker and Jack Campbell covering Terry McLaurin on a shallow crossing route. Good job, formation. Create traffic issues also for Terry and Arnold.
Yeah, that was so good. Best throw of the day? That's an easy one. It's this one to De'Ami Brown. Man, you do not do it any better than Jaden Daniels did it here.
You're up to the right of Daniels. Crowd's back loud. Play action. Plenty of time for Jaden. He's just standing there. Lobs it up to a wide open De'Ami Brown at the 30. 25-20. Pulled down in the red zone. Daniels had all day, and he found his man, De'Ami Brown.
Great patience on his two deep crossing routes. You got De'Ami Brown and Terry McLaurin crossing it. He just read the safety, seeing whichever receiver Joseph goes to is going to hit the opposite guy. He went with Terry, and De'Ami was wide open.
Yeah, that's De'Ami Brown redemption game, Brian Robinson redemption game, Trent Scott redemption game. A lot of guys playing in the biggest moments of the season, their best football. Zach Ertz, I expect to call his name a lot this week in the return to Philly. He had a nice touchdown catch. Austin Eckler doesn't need a redemption game. He's good at football. This is the concern, right, that you had in Tampa. 5 minutes left. You know it's the last possession. If you can run the ball, which they hadn't been able to do, when they need a yard, when they need a play, when they need to start a drive, they don't go to B-Rob. They go to Austin Eckler. They did it again in the fourth quarter on Saturday.
Go, big spot, 50, 45, cuts back to the 40, he got 35, can he get through a tackle, spun down at the 30-yard line. That is a 40-yard run to start this drive.
The formation is what makes this play work. They go spread, they spread out the wide receivers, double stacks, and it leads to a light box, and you get a center fold by Tyler Biadasz, and from there, Austin Eckler is off to the races. Great play design by Cliff Kingsbury.
All right, it's Commanders Rewind, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're giving out too many game balls. We're up against it here, but we're not leaving without hearing from Quan Martin. He was fabulous.
Pressure up the middle. Goff has time. Throws.
Oh, that is picked off! That is picked off by Quan Martin. 25-20, 15, 10, 5, pick 6! Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington! Quan Martin!
This is a great job. The disguise on the coverage on the back end by Joe Witt Jr. They had Jared Goff totally confused. They only rushed 3, dropped 8 back in coverage, and the inaccurate throw leads to the Quan Martin drive down 8 mile, bending corners, and swerving into the end zone of the Detroit Lions. Whoa!
We had to play that one. You know that. Winning time moments, right? 3 fourth downs. In that final stretch, one team rose to the occasion. Obviously, you knew Jaden Daniels would get his 12 on the field. That's a big deal. Detroit melts down, and then of course Terry making the catch. Winning time moments. Nobody knows that better. The guys who followed Dan Quinn over from Detroit, Dorrance Armstrong, is one of them. And here's a game sealing play.
Detroit's incredible season's on the line here. First and 10 at the 34-yard line. Jared Goff's going to try to throw a first down.
He's sacked! Sacked by Dorrance Armstrong! Back at the 22-yard line! Clock is moving! 2:15 to go, fourth quarter!
This is a great job, but it was all caused by the coverage. They go to a zone coverage, and you force Jared Goff to hold on to the football just enough time to get the sack by Dorrance Armstrong.
Yeah, Dorrance Armstrong, man. He was good to start the season. He's been good to end the season. He is an integral part of this defense. One more clip. Let's send it home on Commander's Rewind. This is what you heard right here on 910 The Fan.
Generation of people that have waited for this. A generation of people. It's been a long, long road. And you know what? This isn't house money. This is our time.
Listen, I'm not surprised.
Nobody's surprised anymore. They get the onside kick. They win the football game. They are 60 minutes away from playing for the Super Bowl. It's remarkable. It's unfathomable in a lot of ways. And yet, it feels more and more real with every single second. We'll get to the breaking news. Lance Newmark, the assistant general manager, is going to take that position with the New York Jets. We'll do that at 11:15. Break that down for you. Robbie Robinson joins us for Little VCU basketball. We got to sneak it in today. We'll sneak it in at 11:30. Up next, though, you heard him in that segment, the voice of the Commanders. Bram Weinstein joins the program. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.